Welcome back to the Kim Power Stilson Show. We have a special treat for you now. Back by popular demand, we have Rufus and Jenny Triplets. The Triplets were named the 14 most inspiring black couples in 2013. They've been named the social media power couple. They have a show and a magazine called Prison World Radio Hour and Magazine. You've seen them on the TLC network. They are celebrated for their marriage and family relationship advice. They have travel adventures. They are authors of the book Surviving Marriage and the 21st Century 13 Easy Tips that can help you get 20 to 20 years and beyond. They are known as marriage experts, and you've probably seen them on The Real Housewives of Atlanta or Huffington Post or Ebony Magazine or MSN.com or the LA Times. It goes on and on. And we had them on our show about a year and a half ago, and we love them. They've been so busy that we've had to twist their arms to bring them back, but they are here today, Jenny and Rufus Triplett. Welcome.
Hey.
I don't need all that.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I am so glad to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for reaching out.
Oh, we have a huge echo on the phone. I think you guys might be in the same. Are you in the same room on the same phone on the phone?
Well, we're not on the same phone. We are on different lines. But as I told the producer, we were like 5 minutes from our home. We got stopped by a light, so we're actually in the car.
Oh, okay. So, so we don't have an echo. I guess just one of you get to be on until we or share the same phone because you're on different phones, right?
Well, yeah, we can share the same phone if you want us to until we can get home.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Sure. We can't hear. It's hard to hear because there's an echo. It sounds kind of cool if we were in a disco, but people want to hear your story.
Is that better?
Oh, that's a good yes. Oh, thank you. Yes, Jenny and Rufus Triplett. Thank you. So, how are you?
Oh, we are wonderful.
Don't be telling them I'm no square.
I normally say I'm fair for a square, so that's why he was like, don't say that.
So what have you guys been up to? I've been hearing all kinds of stuff about you.
Since we've been with you, let's see, we did a TLC special, and of course been on more TV shows. We've released another book. Our book, Surviving Marriage Tips, has been translated into 3 other languages. What else? We just kind of stay busy.
Wow, that's amazing.
You're too busy. I told you I got to go home. I got some work I need to do.
And how are the kids?
The kids are grown and gone. Thank goodness.
Why are you trying to whine?
Grown and out. We kicked them out.
I didn't kick nobody out. Girl, please don't be kicking my children into the street.
They can always come home, but they're gone for now.
Did they come home for the holidays?
Man, let me tell you something about my knucklehead. Now, they actually supposed to be here for the Super Bowl, but one trying to chicken out on me.
Are you rooting? Which team are you rooting for?
Panthers!
Woohoo!
I'm a Cam Newton fan.
Well, yeah, I've been a Panthers fan for a long time, so don't play.
I'm a Dallas fan, but I'm just going for them jokers just because he be tripping me out.
So you have a big party at your house on Super Bowl Sunday?
They have requested 700 wings.
Wow.
Now, it's only 3 of them, right? I'm like, really?
So you said wings, so I mean, that's what the meal is you're doing? That's what the party meal is?
Oh, well, we're going to do some wings. I'll do my world-famous nachos.
I'll get me some pizza.
No, I don't need no pizza. But I'll do your smack your mama apple pie.
Smack your who? Smack it if you want to.
Yeah, smack your mama apple pie and probably a couple other little finger foods.
Ain't nobody going to be smacking my mama.
But the wings will definitely be the main thing. We do like a multi-flavored version of wings. There's all kind of wings that we get. They love that.
That sounds great. And you'll have some of your kids and friends or a typical group you have every year?
You know, hopefully we will have 3 of our boys home. All 3 better come home because we're starting that tradition of the Super Bowl. Like, that's our little family reunion thing.
But I'm saying 700 wings for 3 people, they done lost their mind.
Well, I mean, with us and a couple other people, it'll probably end up being...
What couple other people? Ain't nobody else coming to my house.
Well, you know, your brother and his wife said they'd probably come up from Florida, so...
They wasn't invited. And you can't come if you ain't got no invitation.
Well, I love this. This is great. So you guys, your book is Surviving Marriage Tips are in all these different languages. Can you tell me what languages and did you agree on what languages that they were allowed to translate into?
Yeah, you're giving him a pop quiz. I always ask him because we get asked this a lot. So I'm trying to get him to remember what languages. Tell her the languages.
Portuguese, English.
It's already in English.
And Rufus, I'm going to make that a language.
No, it's not Rufus. It's in Italian and Spanish. And the reason why it was translated into those other languages is pretty much by request. So, I mean, everybody's looking for marriage advice. Spanish is huge. You know, habla español. And I get kind of embarrassed sometimes with my high school Spanish. But, yeah, it's definitely, and it's selling well. The Spanish and Italian versions are well. I had to even look up the demographics of how many people spoke Spanish, you know, and what the Portuguese language covered. I'm like, wow.
You need to perfect it like you know how to speak Spanish.
So did they just translated the book, and so people in those languages can read. What about your TV shows? Do they, like, have the subtitles?
No, we haven't. Our season one for our TV show aired from September through the beginning of December on a local Atlanta cable channel. So we're still in the processes of bringing that back up because it just was put on DVD and it's available on Amazon for digital download. So to get any translations, that is still in the work.
And what's your DVD called?
Lifestyles with Rufus and Jenny Triplett.
Nice. And what kind of show is it? I mean, what kind of format is it?
You want to hop in and tell her about the show?
What kind of format?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's travel, it's lifestyle, it's talk.
Hey, do we still got a delay here?
Yeah, no, it's better now. If you're home, it sounds better.
Oh. Well, it's a little bit of... She tried to put it together like she was putting together a variety show or something. I don't know who she thought she was, Carol Burnett or nothing.
We don't do skits, but we do travel. We travel to various locations. We did some on-site interviews. We do a social media segment where we took questions from the audience, kind of ask and answer type of situation. We gave some marriage advice, some marriage tips. So there's a multiple array of things that we do on the show.
So what did you like about it? What were your favorite things? I mean, the season's over. Was it exhausting? And what was the response?
Girl, it exhausting. I was laid out every single night. I'm trying to go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. She's trying to do one more thing. Your girl.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It was heavy duty because we were executive producers, so we were responsible for the bulk of the load, and it was just heavy. And, you know, be careful what you wish for, be careful what you ask for, because you just have no idea. Trying to do that and then keep up with everything else that we were doing, the travel was hard enough, okay? And we had to travel.
But I was keeping it simple. You were trying to make it too much involved up in this.
That's why people loved it, because it was unique and it was complete, you know, what we did. And traveling, you know, one episode we explore San Francisco. So we're catching a flight like at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, god awful hours. If the flight is at 6, you can imagine what time we had to get up and be to the airport. Hmm. And get on a 5-hour flight across the country, get off the flight and have to go right into work and to filming and production. It's just, it was crazy.
How did you do it?
Let me tell you something, though. Girl. But look, let me tell you, when we got to San Francisco, it was one lady and her husband walking down the street, and they said, hey, that's Rufus and Jenny from the TLC show. I grabbed my fell out on the sidewalk.
We both just about fell out. And she was arguing with her husband. He was like, no, it's not. Just come on, honey. Just come on. She was like, yes, I saw them on TLC. So, of course, she had to come up and say something. Didn't I see you guys on TLC? Like, yes.
That's awesome, right? That must have been like, okay, this is worth it.
That's what I'm saying. That was funny. It was actually hilarious because we look at each other like, who's she talking to?
Right, because we're in the heart of Chinatown. You know, everybody's going about their business and shopping and different things and whatever, and then we get recognized on the street. Okay.
That's so awesome. That must have been like a nice, I mean, obviously you, not everyone that watches you or reads your book or follows your advice, you know, they probably have these great things happen in their lives as a result. And then, but they don't like stop and thank you. So it must have been great to hear some feedback that people really do appreciate your hard work.
Real that's what I'm talking about. Not everybody says something for them to say that was like, really? Okay, cool.
Right. Real life feedback from a real life stranger, not a social media person that we knew or anything. Somebody we didn't know from Adam, you know, recognized us, knew us, and said that she really enjoyed the show.
That's amazing.
Oh, don't act like you all that.
I was just telling her what she said.
Well, I think you should, because that sounds like a great experience. Have you, what's the feedback that you got from this new season that you just finished?
Oh, that's been awesome as well. The station has been trying to get us to... They were disappointed that we only did 6 shows, but they have no idea how much work that was. They were getting such great feedback about our show because it is something new, something different, and they were loving it. And all we said we could do is just 6. We were doing a trial test run, trying to get it out there, maybe put it up for syndication or something like that. And they were like, can you guys do more shows? We hope you hurry back. They're ready for us to do another season, and we're still trying to recuperate.
Yeah. So what else do you have? What do you have coming forward besides this new book? Is that out yet, or?
The Surviving Parenting in the 21st Century was released in November, right at the end of our TV season being over. Our last show that we did, we interviewed our children, growing up triplet. All of our boys are millennials. They're in their 20s, and we did that show in conjunction with the release of the book, and everybody just absolutely loved that because our children are like us. They're going to give you the real deal. They're going to keep you 100. So they just thought that was hilarious.
I love it. So I don't know. Do you want to share some parenting advice or marriage advice or maybe a little of both?
Go ahead, dear.
Marriage advice. Leave me alone.
No, that is not.
Out the room, just step back a little bit.
Well, I can piggyback off of that and say, yes, giving spouses their space. Everybody needs their space, you know, a little me time, a little time to develop and have that nurturing time of their own where they're trying to find self or be with self. That is a good thing. That's one thing that we have come to find. Even though we spend a lot of time together and people see us a lot together, we still have our own separate individual time where we just
Next time you see halftime coming, just wait till halftime come up before you ask me a question, making me miss that shot.
He's talking about his PlayStation. His me time. That's his me time, his go-to, okay?
And what do you do, Jenny, for yours?
What don't I do? I'm into DIY. I've come to like dyeing things. I'll take old things and make them new. I'm into repurposing, and I'll find things around the house. You know, when you've lived someplace 23 years, we're the original owners of our home. We've lived here 23 years and started cleaning out closets and organizing different things, stuff you didn't know you had. That was someplace else. You know, I'm into a lot of that. So a lot of times
your stuff. Don't dye my stuff too.
Well, see, I be trying to help you. You know, that's me helping you out. So if I find
I need some help, I like blue jeans, not black jeans.
If they need to be black, I'm gonna dye them black.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Well, yeah, that's what we do, and that's how I you know, maintain a lot of my time. Besides for, you know, I do a lot of our business stuff. So if I just want to shut down and not have any business on the mind, I find things to tinker around the house to do. And also, I shop. You know, I shop a lot. That's a great me time for me.
And you have...
As long as I ain't got to go no more, I'm good. When you try to drag me along, I can't be carrying all them bags. I got stuff wrong. I'm in old age now. I can't be doing all that walking no more.
Well, I bring you along a lot of times, dear, for security. You know, I need my security. So I have to have somebody usher me to the car and different things. And also, sometimes you need to pay. That's why I bring you along. Pay the people.
Well, why do you be taking my measurements then? You don't need to be measuring my arms and things if I'm just going to carry bags.
Well, because I like to shop for you, too. You know, I'm not selfish. If I got three bags, you could at least have one.
I don't need nothing else in my closet. I got enough stuff. I told you, keep it simple with me now.
I told you I like to repurpose. And some of that stuff
I'm trying to
got.
Get the radio station to understand what kind of stuff I be having to go through up in here.
Some of that stuff you got needs another purpose.
That was a great line, Jenny.
I'm serious.
I love it. All right, so what's some other marriage advice for us?
Well, communication. Communication. We get so tired of hearing. That was one of the reasons why we put out our book, Kim, was because we got so tired of hearing all these people giving marriage advice, especially a lot of non-married people giving marriage advice and talking about, oh, great communication. That is just a key to a great marriage. They will say that, but they don't tell you
how to communicate.
Yeah, how to communicate. You know, if you go into, and trust me, we've talked to couples across the country. Don't leave out race, don't leave out a religion, don't leave out ethnicity. We've talked to some of everybody. And a lot of people have
everybody been going through the same thing that I be going through with my wife.
That you going through?
I don't be going through nothing, though. I don't be going through nothing. I was just saying, talking about them.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, so communication is imperative how you do it. And there's people have different ways to communicate. Now, see, yelling doesn't work for us. You know, that's a lot of people, and some people yell, and a lot of people want to say that's your passion and different things. But it could be a turnoff, complete turnoff. Tone is kind of everything. Tone and how you give it. Some people are drama. I ain't going to say queens. I'm just going to say drama and full of drama. But when you could say it how I'm talking to you now, and they would still receive it wrong because they're just full of drama. So communication is a two-way street. It's how you give and how you receive. And both parties are responsible for that. You know, you have people who just want to argue for a general principle. You know, if you walk in the house and say, why is this wall yellow? Somebody say it's not yellow, it's white. Or is
white? I feel like arguing today. So just tell me why I got a white wall instead of a yellow.
Just because, and it's seeing a different viewpoint. So communication is huge. You know, after 26 years of marriage, I think we've gotten to the point where we know not to push each other's buttons. We know not to say certain things. Otherwise, it's not going to be pretty, you know, and just try to maintain focus.
Well, I like that. That's a nice, that's a great place for people to start, right? Just the tone and focus on not delivering a message with that kind of tone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's even when you're not married, like when you're working on it, when you're getting ready to be married, that's something that you need to focus on, because it seems like as soon as the wedding hits and all of a sudden you're married and you're having to go live as a married couple, things change.
Yeah. So that's something that's a key. So any other tips before we go to break?
Yeah. I got one more. Y'all got to set goals together. Don't be coming here with no individual goals talking about this is for us. No, that's for you. Let's think about what goals we're going to do together up in here.
Yes. Hashtag relationship goals. Don't let that just be a picture of you having a picnic in a park. Okay. Let that be something that is going to grow your marriage. We did a Facebook Live on this earlier in the week. And relationship goals, we told people about how young we were in the military, but our goal, one of our goals, was to buy a home. We just celebrated anniversary in our home Thursday. And we were telling people our story of how we did it and how we set the goal. We had to research it and put our focus into it. Save some money, put some money up towards it, and work the process and complete the goal.
Well, congratulations. How many years is it?
23 years.
Wow, that's a big deal. Bravo.
Thank you.
And you had all your kids in that house, right?
I was pregnant with our third son when we moved here.
Oh, nice.
When the military moved us here.
Nice. Well, we have to go to a break, but I was just wondering, Rufus and Jenny Triplett, if you guys would, when you come back, we'd love some more parenting tips. But we, in the show, I just thought it'd be fun, if you don't mind joining us, we do a movie review, and we do family-friendly movies, and we thought it would be fun if you could join us for part of that. Do you mind?
Oh, we're going to be Siskel and Ebert up in here.
Who's Siskel?
You could be Siskel.
All right. We are talking to marriage experts Rufus and Jenny Triplett. You've seen them all over TV, even on TLC and the streets of San Francisco. They've got two great books out, Surviving Parenting in the 21st Century, Have You Seen My Innocence? And they also have Surviving Marriage. We'll be back with more from them and our movie review from Sean O'Neill after this. Welcome back to the Kim Power Stilson Show. We have really cool humans, Jenny and Rufus Triplett. Their books are Surviving Parenting in the 21st Century and Surviving Marriage in the 21st Century. 13 easy tips that can help you get to 20 years and beyond. You have maybe seen them on the TLC network. They have been on the Prison World Radio Hour, Prison World Magazine. They've been named the 14 most inspiring black couples in 2013 and social media power couple. And we have Rufus and Jenny Triplett here. They're calling us from the home that they've owned for 23 years, which is, I'm assuming that's where they're calling from, which is very cool of them to join us today. They're very busy and popular and well-known, and we have invited them to not only talk about their marriage tips on the show, but they're joining us to talk with Sean O'Neill, who is the movie guy on the show. Every Friday we do movies, and I'm hoping that Jenny and Rufus will ask questions, and we're doing a family-friendly review. So, Sean O'Neill, you're on.
Oh, thank you very much. Are Jenny and Rufus, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, she ain't put me nowhere yet.
Had to pull out the popcorn. Let's go.
Well, what do you guys look for in a family movie, real quick?
Honesty.
Okay.
Non-adult content.
Yes.
A lot of these
cartoonish
movies have so much adult-oriented content.
Mm-hmm.
Even family movies now got adult content. They don't consider it adult, but it'd be adult.
Amen. I agree. Totally agree. It happens all the time. Well, today there's a couple of movies that are coming out. This one is it's the third installment. It's Kung Fu Panda 3. It's the third in the series. And when you have a series, you got characters that are known to the audience. There's some speculation maybe of what's going to happen in the plot. That's naturally going to happen, especially when the film before the third one tells you what's going to happen in the film. And that happened in Kung Fu Panda 2. They talked about Po's family. And, of course, Po is played by Jack Black. The Furious Five and Po are content in their training and the protection of the valley that they love, but they've got a problem. The Kung Fu masters around China are disappearing. And it turns out that an old master from 500 years ago by the name of Kai, who's played by J.K. Simmons, has come back from the spirit world, and he's taking revenge on Oogway, who is the master who chose Po to be the Dragon Warrior. Kai and Oogway were friends until Oogway put Kai into the spirit world. And so Kai has come back, and he wants to take the world, so to speak, or at least China anyway. Now, at the same time, Po has found out that there's other pandas in the world, and he finds a panda in town who is his father. His father's name is Lee. He's played by Bryan Cranston, and he's searching for his son. So Lee takes Po back to the other pandas. I know it's a little confusing, but it goes. And it works very well. This movie is really, really fun. I know it's the third movie in the series, but it still feels fresh, which is surprising sometimes for the third movie in a series. The story feels new, but it carries the familiarity of the first two films. And it's a good film to take the family to, I think, to enjoy it, or maybe if you want to go by yourself. You can do that, too, if you enjoy the series. Maybe your wife doesn't like animated movies or something. Well, you can enjoy it by yourself. The message
sure.
about... Yeah? What'd you say, Rufus?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Hey. She ain't got to watch it with me. I'm going to watch that panda. That panda be doing some kung fu, sure.
Well, I already said I like repurposing, and J.K. Simmons is Chief Pope from The Closer, so, you know,
yep.
Chief Pope is getting his animation.
Black Jack bring that character to life.
That's true. That's true. And it's got a good family message in the film, too, because Poe goes back and finds his family. It's really cool. Now, Mom is not necessarily in the picture, but he goes back and finds a lot of pandas, and it's great. Now, the filmmakers did emphasize this family sort of stint in the picture by using the actors' children. Angelina Jolie's kids are characters in this movie. Jack Black's kids are characters in this movie as well. So it was kind of a family event. And now, as much fun as this movie is, I think the series should stop here. I think they've actually played it out. And how do you guys feel about a third movie in a series? Is it tough to go see or what?
Well, no, not something like the pandas. that panda man, see a big old panda like that, pulling his legs up and doing kung fu, and then they slow him down in slow motion. Oh man, that's what's up.
Plus, I kind of love me some. I love me some nepotism. So since they got their kids in it, maybe they can get their brothers, sisters, cousins.
Nepotism.
Maybe you can get some more family members to play some other characters.
That sounds good. I'm giving Kung Fu Panda 3 three stars, by the way. Not just because it's the third movie, but because it is that good, I think.
Oh, you didn't already saw it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The other movie that we have opening this week is called The Finest Hours. This is a really unique kind of movie. You know, we applaud first responders nowadays. In the past, it hasn't always been that way. But back in 1952, this is a story of a Coast Guard rescue. In 1952, in the winter of 1952, there was a huge blizzard, and it actually tore two oil tankers apart. It tore them in half in the same night, like within 10 or 15 minutes of each other. The first one was able to radio in and get assistance to come out to him, but the SS Pendleton didn't. The back half of the boat didn't have a radio, and there were about 30 crew members on the back half of this boat. And it is amazing, I realize this is a true-to-life film, so we're not sure how much is, you know, actually accurate or whatever, but it is a great story. Someone on the coast did see them, and they were able to call in to the Coast Guard and tell them, hey, we need to go out and rescue these folks. Bernie Weber, played by Chris Pine, was assigned to take a crew and attempt a rescue. And he's attempting a rescue in a boat that can only hold 14 people. There's over 30 people on this boat. And this is crazy because he's out in the seas on a night that tore two ships in half, and he's on a little boat. So he's crazy enough to do this, but this is a really telling story. I love it. It seemed true to life, but I'm not sure. I wasn't there in 1952. How do you guys feel about watching a movie that says, you know, based on true events?
Man, I love dog the best kind
of
movie.
Yeah?
We just watched Spotlight.
Okay.
If y'all into it, I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't have did that.
Yeah, it was based on true events.
Yes.
But this is something we will probably definitely see because as a Navy vet.
Oh, I'm going to
watch. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I always tell people, you got to know how to swim.
I'm going to watch because that's too much water. If it's more than 8 ounces of water that can't fit in the glass, that's just too much water for me.
Yeah, and I mean, The Perfect Storm was one of those movies that you just had to watch and say, what would you do? Well, you know, going through the Navy training, you got to know how to swim.
You can't swim like no fish.
Mm-hmm.
I swim like
you
a
can't
shark.
Swim like, girl,
I swim like a shark.
I've seen you.
Well, the only drawback to this movie, I think, is Chris Pine's character. It's kind of weird because we're used to seeing Chris Pine in things like Star Trek, and he plays, you know, he plays a very good action hero. But in this movie, his character is really demure and kind of withdrawn a little bit. And so,
really,
it's kind of weird to see Chris Pine on a screen doing that. So,
but that shows his depth and his reach because as a seaman or someone that lives their life as a marine merchant or something like that, if you watch those type of movies, those people are more withdrawn and laid back.
Yeah.
But was he good with his acting, though? That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That shows the depth of his.
I'm talking to that man. He the one saw the movie already. We saw the movie.
I did find the character believable. Yeah, I thought he did a good job, but it felt weird to see him not being, you know, forceful with his actions and stuff. It was kind of strange.
Mm.
Well, yeah, yeah. You remember the fishermen on Jaws, right?
Well, yeah, there were those guys too, yeah. Not seeing him run around a starship was kind of strange, but he's still a good actor. There are some dangerous situations in this film. There are people thrown about by, water coming into a ship and stuff. So there's a lot of peril in here. So it's a little more of an adult film than Kung Fu Panda 3 is going to be. But at the same point, it may be rated PG-13, but there's I don't remember any bad language in this movie at all, actually. So I was quite impressed with that. There was also no blood or anything, and there was one little scuffle between people, so there's not a whole lot. The violence comes from the weather more than it does from people, hitting each other or anything like that. There is a little bit of a spoiler alert. There is a death to look out for in this movie, but, it's kind of expected in the situation that they're in.
But it's true to life, though.
It is, yeah.
You can't expect everybody to survive at sea.
That's too much water, ain't it?
Well, I'm giving The Finest Hour 3 stars, and that's my movie reviews for this week. So, how are you?
We're gonna watch that one too. He could be Jack, and I could be Rose.
Ain't no Jack in the Beast.
Oh no. You guys will be pleased to know there is a love interest in The Finest Hours. So there is a little bit of a love story going in there.
Oh really?
Yep. It's not on ship or anything like that. It's back on land. So, but it's still pretty cool. Well, I think it's amazing some of the stuff they did with the boats on this film. I've never seen a boat go underwater and come back up, but it happened at least in the movie.
Wow.
Well, awesome. Thank you very much, Movie Guy.
Sure.
And I think we took up a lot of your time, Jenny and Rufus, but I'm hoping you guys will come back. We really enjoyed having you. Can you tell us what's happening next? What should we look for?
Yes. We're doing a lot. We're in the midst of redesigning our website, and we have something that we're launching called the Surviving Marriage Kit. If you go to our website, the tab is already up there, but we haven't put the kit up. And what we're doing is for all the people who are looking for maybe cheap date night, something that's a little bit inexpensive, or a kit for rekindling the marriage, re-sparking romance, or looking for something to just have some activities to do with your spouse, we're doing those type of kits, and those are going to go up on our website.
Well, don't be asking no questions and say circle A, B, D, or C. Don't be doing that.
No, these ain't personality tests. If you fail that test and you're already together, well, we're going to try to help you get past some of those glitches.
What if I fail?
What if you fail?
Huh?
After 26 years? So huh? You say, I'm carrying you?
It can happen.
Or I graded on a curve.
I might have forgot something.
Well, we're out of time. Jenny and Rufus Triplett, we're going to see if they'll come back and give us some marriage tips sooner than later. And go ahead and check them out at survivingmarriagetips.com. Thank you so much for being on today. We really enjoy you.
Thanks for having us, Kim. Thanks.
All right, y'all be good now.
Thanks for listening to the Kim Power Stilson Show on Sirius XM 143 BYU Radio.